Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, comedian Ben Rosenfeld, and comedian Bobby Ha.
Well, first of all, you usually say Mike Vecchione with comedian Bobby Ha to the right and then Ben Rosenfeld. Now all of a sudden I see you are moving Ben Rosenfeld up in the order here.
I got pumped up, bro.
I don't know how. Last week he tried to steal it from Ricky Velez.
Ben got promoted on the podcast.
But who promoted him?
I did.
How can you
promote him? It's my call.
It's not your call.
It's my call, my friend.
No, it's my call.
It's not your call.
Oh, it's my call. Do you want a little Ebola virus? I got some of the syringe right here for you, pal. Don't fuck with me, man.
I would be surprised if you're selling Ebola.
Listen, you gotta make a living, buddy.
Yeah, and you make frequent trips to Liberia, right?
No, is she the one having doubt?
The library.
Definitely not the library.
Yeah, that's what you're right about. No library. No, but did you see the one in Washington, D.C.?
What happened?
They had one or two cases.
What happened?
I think one was phony, but there was supposed to be one or two cases in Washington this weekend.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, this is
happening.
Well, I was there, so you know there's a Walking Dead. I carry more diseases than Ebola, buddy. I got shit that laughs at Ebola.
You do.
Bobby Hart Titus. I believe that. Bobby Hart Titus, man.
I believe it.
That's some real rare shit there.
Ben, how was your weekend?
It was good.
What happened?
Rutgers beat Michigan.
Oh, my God. Michigan. That got
first Big Ten win ever. Storm the field. Big win. Real happy about that.
That coach is on his way out.
Yeah. If you lose to Rutgers, you get fired.
Isn't that a shame? Like, if you lose to the school that you went to, and you're
you
a big
lose
school,
job.
You lose your job.
I'm okay with that. We're 5-1 now. If we hadn't blown it against Penn State in the last 2 minutes,
yeah,
we'd be undefeated.
You guys couldn't beat Penn State. Not on your best day.
We're coming into Ohio State in 2 weeks. They're going to be ranked. I think we're going to pull an upset.
You're going to pull an upset in Ohio. You ain't going to them.
You're
going to
get...
You heard it here first.
You ain't going to Columbus and doing nothing.
You're
going to
get...
upset in Columbus.
How about this? Woody Hayes is going to come back out of the grave and punch your guys in the face.
You're
going to
get fucking smacked in the ass. You're not beating Ohio State.
They're looking past us. They got Penn State the week after
us.
They're not paying attention. They're going to sneak up on
them. Ohio State Buckeyes, buddy. I mean, the Ohio State Brown Eyes, I call them.
You're, what are you, Scarlet Knight?
That's right.
That seems like a...
Scarlet Knight. It's such a faggy fucking name.
I'm glad you said it. You can say that.
I can say that.
You can say
that. That is such a fucking faggy... I'm with the Scarlet Knight.
Scarlet Knight.
I'm with the Scarlet Knight. And we're wearing our chartreuse scarves today as we play.
This actually leads us real good into our topic of the Supreme Court did not rule on gay marriage, thereby allowing gay marriage.
Ben, slow down, okay? We haven't gotten to everybody's weekend yet.
Right.
You're just ready to dive into these topics.
Yeah, because he needs to be the segue guy. How about segue on these nuts?
Mmm.
Comedy's
that's
hard.
That's a tasty thing.
Comedy's hard.
And my nuts are harder.
But no, we need to find out about, like, there's a human aspect to this podcast that I think you like to over... You like to overlook it, Ben. Okay?
People want to know what we're up to, what's going on. The world of actual comedians, all lives.
But here's what I noticed about
Ben. Reality show.
Ben loves topics and he loves user tweets.
Because he's not real.
He hates talking about himself. He is a cyborg.
Because he's not a real person.
Well,
I think Ben is a cyborg.
He's a person that has no feelings and he's not real as a human being. So he has to try to live in the cyber world because he can't let anything get inside.
He's a robo person.
A friend of mine this week actually told me, because I'm Russian, I have no empathy. And I was like, what are you talking about?
No, you don't have no empathy because you're a fucking sociopath. That's why you have no empathy. Mm. Not because you're Russian. There's some Russian people that do have empathy.
Let me finish your joke.
Go ahead. Get it out, Ben.
He told me I'm Russian. I have no empathy because I'm Russian. I was like, what are you talking about? I love empanadas.
Okay, let's get to the next topic. A big pause there, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I tried to stop him before he got into the joke. I don't want to embarrass the poor guy. You know what I mean?
No, let's
back to the why.
Let's get to what he did this weekend. I want to know what Ben does when he's not here.
What would you do this weekend first?
Let me share why I feel.
We don't care about your feelings. What?
No, I care that he actually has feelings. Oh, let him go.
I imagine our listeners don't listen to any radio or news or read any newspapers, and every Monday they download our show and they want to know the topics.
No,
what's
I don't think so.
Week?
They want to know what's
about
up with Mike, Bobby, and Ben.
The world.
Right? They want to know about Mike, Bobby, and Ben. That's what they want to know about.
And our stance on these topics. But the topics come second. I think our personalities
come first.
Right.
Maybe you guys are right.
I know I'm right. And Mike's right.
I just imagine they want news from us and no one else. Oh, we are the number one news source.
They get news from every fucking idiot out there. Fox and, we'll give you straight and balanced news. And CNN, they're putting up green screens in the background and bullshitting guys.
Have they found the plane yet?
Which plane?
I don't know. CNN, like, had 200.
Oh, no, they found it. They found it.
Guys, we're jumping into topics.
Our planet Zeron.
Ben, what did you do this weekend?
What did I do?
What did you
Besides
do?
Besides have your friend tell you that you're an insensitive piece of shit. Well, I wouldn't say you're a piece of shit. But
I wouldn't say he's a piece of shit. I think that's a little harsh.
That's what his friend said. That's why I said I didn't agree with it at all.
Okay.
Did a bunch of shows. I slept. Watched the Rutgers game. Went out
again with the Rutgers game.
The Rutgers game.
Really has an
effect
on
that was the only highlight of my weekend. Everything else was just comedy related. Wow. I just work like the immigrant that I am.
Wow.
Wow.
You are a Scarlet Knight.
Yeah. This shows you how exciting they are. It's a real party school. Oh, we watched the game, and then we did some stand-up at the place over there. And we had an empanada.
Ben watched the... Did you watch any pro football this weekend, Ben?
No.
Giants, baby! I watched it. They came from behind.
The Jets got blown out.
Jets got beat by San Diego. It was disgusting. 28-0, I just turned it off.
My joke is the Jets have no offense. Their offense is on airplane mode.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
It's okay.
I think that's strong. You know what, bro? I'll tweet it.
I liked it, but you need to tweak it a little bit.
No, but dude, I'll tweet it, and I bet you it gets a lot of retweets.
But you got to shorten it a little bit.
I'll give it a retweet.
There's no shortening that.
How do you shorten that?
That's to the point.
Bobby to Joe Frater?
The Jets are on offense on airplane mode.
The Jets, something offense.
Offense.
The Jets' offense stinks. They're on airplane
mode. You don't need to put it. If you say the Jets offense is on airplane mode, that's enough right there, I believe.
Well, they have to know. Some people don't know what's going on with the Jets right now.
I think they do.
That they're all Jets fans know, but not everybody.
Didn't you see all those flights have been grounded at LaGuardia?
The Jets are not doing good. Their offense is on airplane mode.
They've been grounded, all their flights. Out of LaGuardia, every Jets have been grounded.
The Jets have been
grounded.
Delayed.
Not delayed, grounded.
Canceled.
Grounded. They're just grounded. They don't go nowhere.
I like that Bobby took your joke and just beat it into the ground.
I mean, airplane mode is better. Airplane mode is really the joke.
Airplane mode is good. I like it.
Thank you.
Not that great, though.
I think a great joke writer
like yourself that comes up with the one with the firehouse and the firemen.
Yeah.
And then you can do their job in one day.
Yeah.
A person who comes up with masterful jokes like that to me can do better than airplane
mode. I think you're insulting me while complimenting me. It might be the first time in the history.
I just don't like this double penetration statement.
Oh, Ben, you'd love that to get double penetrated by me and Mike right now. We're not going to do it. But here's the deal.
We're not? Okay.
I'm
sorry.
So what about yourself, Mike? How was your weekend?
Wait, I had one more football-related joke. It was that the Redskins, I'm not offended by the Redskins, I'm offended by the Bills because I'm in debt.
Airplane mode's better.
Airplane mode's a better joke?
By far.
I support the Bills. I don't support the Bills because I don't. I'm in debt.
You're better off with the Redskins.
#credit score.
Yeah, the Redskins.
How about I don't support the Chargers because my father was hit by lightning?
That's good.
That's a good one,
that's
right?
Good.
That's actually true. My father was hit by lightning.
Right. But he lived, though.
He lived, but he was hit by lightning.
Right. There was one park ranger that could hit 8 times in his life.
Wow.
And lived. He was on
but
Johnny
did you
Clark
hear about the one guy who got hit and then he learned to play the piano?
No.
Like, he got hit by lightning and he just stopped. He quit his job and just learned. He's a master piano. He could suddenly play the piano.
Yeah?
It was pretty amazing. I forget what it was, 60 Minutes or whatever. All right, I'm bringing this
show. Oh, no, you're thinking of the other guy. That wasn't
It was the one that I saw. He got hit by lightning, and then he suddenly had an affinity for the piano and learned it, could play it. He didn't learn to play. He could play it
and
after he got hit by lightning.
And he could play anything. That's the guy you're talking about? He can't talk very well, but he could play.
No, he could talk.
He remembers everything very well. He has great memory.
He could
as
talk.
As far as music, but not in other things.
No, there wasn't that element to it. He could talk, but he just suddenly knew how to play the piano.
I'm thinking of the other guy.
I have that in the joke. Okay, so Ben, that seems like a good weekend
you had there.
Okay, it was working. You watched one football game.
Did you bang your girlfriend?
You took a break. Come on, man.
No, I'm going to draw the line right there, bro.
Listen, let's not yell at our listeners. Some people are listening to it on the train.
I'm not listening. I'm not yelling.
For my brother.
I'm not going to yell.
Vecchione. Come on.
For John Vecchione, because I know he's a good dude. Here's the deal.
John and Mike, by the way, your parents are not very original with the names.
Well, they're original if they're Christian, and you name it after archangels, you son of a bitch.
Well, first of all, my family, same thing. Linda, Diane, John, Bill, Thomas, and Robert.
He went off to your family by having six of his.
No, but the same kind of names. Those are the names they gave kids back in those days.
Christian names, dude.
Yeah.
Ben.
You're saying John and Mike are like the two most American names you can think
How
of.
About you fucking calm it down during the high holidays?
Right. Didn't you atone or anything?
Nah, I don't believe in that shit.
You're Pete. That's why. That's
you don't
why
ever call the Jewish people shit.
Especially on Yom Kippur. I'll beat the shit out of you for protecting the Jews in my neighborhood.
But you'll have to do it after sundown. Isn't that some kind of
No, but that's over now. That was from Friday.
Okay, sundown.
This week was from Friday which is the usual Shabbat. From Friday to Saturday, sundown. From
I say you punch Ben in the mouth, but you have to get your fist blessed by a rabbi.
No, but I have to do
kosher
it.
Kosher punches.
No, I have to wait to sukkah and do it inside of a sukkah tent.
Nothing on kosher punches?
I will say...
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's wrong punches? With you guys?
No, but kosher punches, you got to use with the unleavened bread.
What's nice is alternate sites suspended for like 2 weeks because of all these fucking holidays.
You guys really did it. You guys really nailed it with alternative side. But you know they're paving a lot of the streets in Astoria, so it throws everything off balance.
But
they're
you
paving
have to
a
move
lot
your
of
car.
Yeah, you do.
It's alternate side. Do
you
I
have
to like
move
be
your
checking.
If they
they're going to tow your car because they're paving the streets.
If they're paving, they put a sign up. You have to go that day
in advance.
They put a sign up a day or two in advance.
Yeah, day or two.
I don't check on my car for like a week at a time.
Well, you better do it because you're going to put a sign change. You better move your car between this day and this day. Otherwise, you're going to go to some tow yard and pay them $300 or $400 to get it out of there.
Yeah, they shake you down.
Yeah,
and Bobby knows about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say, Ben, that was a great weekend. You blew us away.
But what
away.
About the sex? You was going for
but,
we have
on,
a healthy sex life. No need to go into details.
Okay, but we were some of the people out there, they want to know a little bit about the personal lives of the people.
Right.
And they want to hear, Ben's not that robotic. You know, he throws a little bang once in a while.
But we have to do it tastefully.
No, we're doing it tastefully.
We're talking
I said
about people.
Listen, I didn't say to say details of, you know, pussy eating and asshole licking and those kind of things and toe sucking, you know, like the guy from the Jets, the coach. I'm not going to say anything about it. But did you chore a good one, though?
Yes.
Like the Dyke Clay would say, did you chore a good one? That's all the fans
Well, they're together,
know.
So, but the fans, but they're
they
together.
If he is a human or is he not? Does he throw out a good one once in a while?
Yeah, that's sure
And then
does.
The people, they get more to the human element of his story, I think.
It's a human interest story, then.
Yeah. So we're trying to make it look like he does have feelings and things like that. And instead of so robotic, so if you just say, oh, yes, Ben did have sexual relations. It sounds like two robots and you just plug them in together. But here you say true or go on, you know. Then they went out to eat afterwards because they were hungry because they worked up, you know, an appetite. Things like that. The people like to hear that. Just innocent.
My girl makes me buy the dinner first. So there's no...
She's old-fashioned.
She's old-fashioned. She makes me buy the dinner first.
She's a nice girl, too, that girl.
She's
very
a
nice.
Great
And Ben's
girl.
Girlfriend's actually very nice. I can't believe both of you guys got lucky like that.
Yeah. And we didn't meet them in a yoga class like you tried to set us up with.
Yeah,
but,
that's
Emma, but whoa. But is the eye candy good in the yoga classes, my friend?
Sometimes.
Yeah, in
Astoria.
Don't
try to say...
Well, where
Astoria.
You go. Where you go.
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan. But in Astoria, it's just very... I'm
gay in Manhattan. I've got a heart on.
We're all
working
class people here in Astoria.
They
okay?
throw that... They throw that... That they do the downward dogs and everything.
Yeah.
And they got that big splunk-a-wacka right in your face
well,
there with the Chinese
supermodels
on.
Supermodels in
No, they're
most of
them Broadway dancers.
Well, most of us over here in Astoria are like dump truck people.
Yeah.
We're working people, you know? We got a little bit of a belly... We got a little bit, you know.
I started working. I was working out this weekend too myself.
Well, you're a big Manhattan guy. You frequent Manhattan.
No, I don't. I stay home most of the time.
You're a big fancy pants. Can I say something? I've been on the road this
weekend.
Thanks, Ben.
I did ask you
that. I also went to a birthday party.
Get out of here!
Whose birthday was it? Anybody know?
Corinne Fisher. She's a comic.
I know Corinne. She's a very nice girl.
Yeah, nice girl.
Happy birthday to Corinne Fisher out there.
Happy birthday, Corinne. She has her podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. The guys we
guys
fucked.
We fucked.
Okay, I've heard that podcast.
Right. We're not jealous. You know what the Passive Aggressive podcast? We don't go against other podcasts.
No.
We promote other people's podcasts because
right.
we like to see good things happen to everyone.
Yeah, succeed.
Right.
I want to see people succeed. I was driving and I did a lot of road driving gigs this weekend. Thank you for finishing. We finish each other's sentences.
Yeah.
You guys are like an old married couple.
I was in Scranton.
Without the sex, of course.
Doing the Hilton.
Well, about the same amount of sex as an old married couple.
Right, exactly. None.
Once a year.
Nunca. No, nunca.
I was in Scranton working the Hilton. I'm not name dropping or trying to like make you guys
look bad.
But I did the Hilton in Scranton and it was really good. But and then I did the Joker's Wild, which is a comedy club in New Haven, which was a great time. So I drove to Scranton on Friday and then I drove to New Haven from Scranton on Saturday and then back home on Sunday. But I gotta say, I noticed this on the road driving. Like when they block a lane on the road on the highway, you know, they tell you like a mile away. They're like, in a mile, the right lane will be closed. And then a half mile, they're like, at a half mile, the right lane will be, then 400 feet. It's like, it's going to be closed soon.
And
they give you like 4 to 5 warnings.
Everyone's
and then there's a big
surprised.
Flashing. No, but there's a big flashing sign in addition to like 4 warnings and then a flashing
and
sign.
And people still listen.
In New York, when you're driving up 3rd Avenue to go to the Queensboro Bridge, there is just orange cones in the middle of the street blocking off a lane. There's no warning. There's no anything. It's just 4 orange cones and then
until people not
orange
down.
Tape around it just telling you to go into another lane. There's no sign, anything. It's just, it's blocked off immediately. Like, you're coming upon it. If you're not paying attention, you'll just drive into it. Which
well,
is
so much going on in New York.
It's insane
you can't put
to me.
These signs like out in the country there.
I will
there's
say that the most
going.
Adult...
Any kind of a warning would be better than what they did.
Okay, what else did you do during the weekend?
The most adult I ever feel is when I drive my car into Manhattan. Like, I feel like a real grown-up when I do that.
Why?
I don't know. It feels very responsible and a lot of pressure.
It is a lot
like
of pressure.
What about, so what else did you besides...
No, but I really want to focus on that. Why is that...
Because you bring up issues
no,
again.
No, because I can't believe that's not illegal. I can't believe that's legal.
There's
where you
no
just
laws
block
in
off
New York
a lane.
City. There's no
you just block off
laws.
The lane and you don't give any warning to any drivers. Like, so if there's a truck in front
well,
of you and he goes
it's
around.
It's done by the highway department, so they don't. It's not illegal. It's legal.
It's not a federal road,
I don't,
so there's no. There's right. no jurisdiction. It's just
so they don't
city.
Have to give you any warning that there's.
Yeah.
I like the shirt you're wearing, Russell, by the way. I have to mention that. Patty's Irish Pub, the Giddy's wearing, on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. We love that here at the Passive Aggressive.
Get off my dick, Bobby.
No, we love it that you're on the Irish's dick, buddy.
It's laundry day for Mike. He didn't mean
oh, that was annoying.
Yeah.
I was walking down the street the other day. I happened to see Mike pulling laundry carts full of laundries. Swear to you.
I do my own laundry.
So do I.
I do drop-off service. That's my one luxury in life.
Look at you, fancy
no,
bag.
No, I actually do my own laundry because...
Well, you have your own washer-dryer.
Yeah,
okay, inside
but
your sauna.
The thing is this. It's because... I like it things done a certain way.
Yeah.
So I do it myself. I clean my house myself. Even if I have guests whatever coming over, I tell them, do not do anything. Just, well, do something, but not clean. I like to clean myself and do my laundry. So what else besides doing
well,
laundry?
Well, Ben sends his laundry out. That's pretty...
Well, because, you know, he's highfalutin.
Well, no, he's not. I understand this neighborhood. You have gypsies rummaging through it. If you, don't, if you leave your laundry, it's a gypsy-rich neighborhood. This neighborhood stinks.
How about this?
The worst neighborhood.
In my building, one time, before they put up the bars and the cameras and everything, they had some guy came
before
from...
Before he made your building a prison?
No, they actually... No, because I told them to put up the cameras and everything for security. Because these days, you have to have cameras now. In lobbies and everything else. That saves because you see how quick they catch these criminals?
Yeah.
They put their picture online, and these cameras are very good now.
Yeah.
So a lot of people get caught that were doing bad things, hurting people, hitting old ladies in buildings and stuff like that. So cameras do work. So they before that, though, somebody they caught going in there, because we have laundry in our basement,
mm-hmm.
for everybody in the building.
Right.
They have quite a few machines and dryers. Someone went in there just to rob people's clothes out of the machine, and they caught them.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. And it never happened before that or after that. But they caught someone from another building going in there to rob the clothes out of the machine.
Wow.
Is it weird if I want to ask what was their race?
I actually do not know.
And was it a man or woman?
I think it was, honestly, I think it was some kind of Russian. Or, no, I don't mean to get you. Or Eastern
me.
European or something
okay,
like that
yeah.
they were. There was something of that nature.
Gypsy folk.
They yeah.
might have been a
they might have
been
gypsies.
Eastern European gypsies.
Yes.
They're gypsies.
Romanians, where most gypsies come from.
Okay, can I say once in a while that you'll be in society, like you'll just be walking around and you'll see one of your jokes happening? Have you ever had that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm on the subway, and one of my jokes is that people who speak a different language, they always feel the need to... It happened like three times today. They scream their language. They can't just talk. They've got to scream it to somebody else who's right close to you, or they have to scream it into their phone. There's never any just talking in a different language. You have to scream it. So I was on the subway, and these two Hispanic guys got on, and it was a quiet subway, and they started just, they sat across from each other on the subway. They're just screaming at each other, screaming in Spanish.
Did you understand what they were saying?
No, but the joke is...
So how do you know it was in Spanish?
Because I can tell what Spanish is. Come on, man. So... The humorous part of it is that's probably why they were kicked out of their country, because it was too loud. And the cops were like, you have to move to a bigger country that's more in tune with your voice inflection. America's a big land. There's more room to scream back and forth. Like Honduras or Panama, it's too small of a country. It's too small of a country to talk that loud.
I hope your joke's better than this, Ray.
My joke does a great on stage. You guys stink.
Let me tell you,
you guys stink.
Last time I saw you, you were absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
And I didn't hear that joke one time.
There's a reason for that. He was trying to do well.
Right, exactly. Because if he did that joke... I don't think he would have killed the
Let me tell you something. That joke works. It works. It kills.
On a subway, maybe.
No. People screaming at each other, being kicked out of their country because they're too loud. That's hilarious.
No, you know what's hilarious?
What?
What I used to tell a guy when I was in prison, we had this African
stand
guy.
Stand up, turn around.
No, we had this African guy in there. So, I go, I know what you're in here for. Everybody go, what he's in here? I go, I know what you're in here for. He goes, man, I said, he threw you out of Africa for selling phony lion skins to the terrorists. You filthy fuck. He goes, no, I never threw that thing. I never see a lion when I'm over there. I live in Nigeria in the city. I said, you lion fuck. You were selling them phony skins to the terrorists. What do you think? You're kidding me here. That's why you're in jail here now. You try to do the same thing in Manhattan. Fucking freak bastard.
Okay. That's kind of like the same joke.
Right, but it was done years ago before yours.
I wasn't accusing you of anything.
But mine wasn't speaking. It was just something the guy was doing. I think he actually did do it.
Well, anytime you can start a joke with when I was in prison,
yeah, that's
you're on to something.
That's true. That's a specific demographic.
Right.
I like that story because it's got prison. It's got a little bit of the Lion King.
A little bit of racism.
Something for everybody.
You know, something for everyone.
Okay.
It's not really racist. Did I mention the guy's race at all?
Yeah, you said he was African. African.
Okay.
Africans are
Africans can be white too, pal. So you're talking about a different thing here. You're talking about a continent.
It's a continent?
Yes, Africa is a continent. So there are white people in Africa. And I didn't mention the man's color. You just assumed because of your racism.
Well, you didn't say South African.
Listen, there are white people all over Africa, pal.
Are there?
Oh, yes, there are. In northern Africa, Egypt. Egypt is in Africa, you know.
Egyptians aren't white, Bobby.
Some of them are very light.
Light isn't
and I
light.
Never, I never mentioned a color or an ethnicity.
How was your weekend, Bobby? I think you were on a train.
I wasn't done with my weekend, Ben.
Our weekend's taking 23 minutes.
Who cares? People want to hear that. That's the majority of
the show. I mean, I had a good weekend.
We should just rename the show.
Tell the show.
Rename the show to Mike, Bobby, and Ben's Weekend.
Okay, so we can do that? Okay, how was your weekend again? Let's see. He had a good weekend.
We went weekend at Bobby's. And then one of us died, and then the other two carry that person around.
Like weekend at Bobby's, like Mike and Ben.
Like weekend at Bernie's.
You mean like those two guys that took the guy with the welfare check and they were rolling him in a chair on 48th Street and 8th Avenue to cash the guy's welfare check for $300?
It was a real life weekend at Bernie's.
That really happened. No, they couldn't arrest him.
Why?
Because the guy died of natural causes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in the law that says you cannot wheel a dead person around in a chair. And they didn't cash the check yet, so they actually were not prosecuted for that.
Yeah. I'd say let them off with a warning. Be like, you can't... next time somebody drops dead in a wheelchair...
Well, put them in a wheelchair. It was an office chair.
An office chair.
Well, that raises suspicion.
That makes sense.
Well, that's why they stopped the guy, but they could not arrest him.
They should have gotten a cash advance on that welfare check to buy a wheelchair so they could roll him around... Without raising suspicion.
No, I like the fact that they're rolling around in the office chair.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's fucking cool.
That's funny.
Well, next time I see someone rolling in an office chair, I'll assume they're dead.
Ben, why does it always have to go dark with you?
Yeah.
That's what it is. So what else happened? You had
that
a good
dark,
weekend.
Yeah,
that
go dark.
On with,
good
go on with your 27-minute weekend.
What happened? The good stuff. Let me hear good stuff.
I don't know. I don't want to get.
Let's forget Ben. Let's.
I just don't like getting criticized by Ben.
He's back in Russia. What happened, Mike?
Ben is a friend of mine, and the fact that he's just making me rush through my weekend is hurtful.
Okay, what happened, Mike?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you cared about.
Okay,
I didn't realize you had feelings.
Ben, let him talk about the weekend. Stop.
Could you tell Ben to stop yelling at me?
Stop yelling, Ben. Okay, Mike. Go on. Let's hear the rest of it.
So I traveled a lot. I drove a lot, and
did
you know,
have
the shows were good.
Comedians with you?
I did a show on Friday with a very good comedian, Shuli from Howard Stern Show. Yeah. Chris Cotton, who's very funny, up and coming guy. Joe Matarese, who's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
And
what about Chris Giggs?
And Chris Griggs was the week before.
Okay, he's good. Dude.
He and then Gino Bisconte.
Oh, yeah, he was going to be your replacement a couple
the
weeks Biscone ago.
The Biscone guy, yeah.
Then he got too drunk in Delaware and couldn't make it on time.
No, not Gino. That
not Gino Bisconte. He
that doesn't
guy.
Sound like him. Getting drunk and blowing off responsibility. Okay, so then Sunday was, or Saturday was the Joker's Wild in New Haven, which is great. New Haven's a little Italy is one block. They have one street.
It's one more than you deserve.
So it's bigger than the little Italy we got here in downtown Manhattan.
Well,
that's like a half a block now.
It's really bad. It's really
what do you got? Ferraris and my friend's place over there.
Vincent's.
No, another place. Vincent's is over there too.
Vincent's is great. But I'm really coming out against San Gennaro. Did you see the article in the paper? San Gennaro, they only give 6% to charity. It used to be run by the mob. It's not run by the mob anymore. They only give 6% to charity. You're supposed to give, like, if you're going to call it a festival, a nonprofit, you're supposed to give it 60% to charity. They give
6%.
They called it Scam Gennaro.
How about this? The best is...
That sounds like a more fun festival.
No, the best is... Remember they used to have those casino nights at the churches?
Yeah.
What a rip-off that was. These churches are just robbing people. I know the church in Queens, rather than Forest Hills, Mary Queen of Martyrs.
Yeah.
They actually had two dice games and three blackjack tables in the rectory every weekend.
And a monkey knife fight out back.
Well, see, that's disgusting. Now you're knocking the Catholic Church. They needed to make a little money, you understand? So they could overlook a few things.
Well, gambling is not a commandment. You're allowed to, like, you're allowed to gamble.
No, you're not.
I think as long as it doesn't, like, interfere with your life or lifestyle or, like, you can't provide for your family because you're gambling, I think it's fine.
Well, I think you're...
What if you gamble with your life? Let's play Russian roulette.
What's that?
Russian roulette, and you gamble for your life, pal.
Why do you
it's
have
not
to
gambling, it's playing the odds.
No, that's gambling. That's real gambling.
Why do we have to take everything to death on this? You know? Can't we just, so I drove home yesterday, and then I watched... football and spent some time with my lady, and it was a great time. Woke up today, did some yoga, did some bending,
when Mike
and some stretching.
Is going out, he goes with his lady.
And now I gotta say that I'm pretty tapped out.
And they have a nice time, and he's doing well with his lady.
I mean, listen to Bobby single.
And he's
anyway.
Very happy with his lady. I put that in there for you.
Thank you.
To show that he appreciates
thank
the girlfriend.
You. Thank
that's
you.
All I did. I tried thank to do a phony Lyle and Richie invitation.
You're
that wasn't Lyle.
That
was Kenny Rogers.
Lady, right. Kenny Rogers.
When Kenny Rogers is lady.
Oh, I love that commercial they have
old.
Now. Playing poker
know.
With Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know when to hold him. Know when to fold him. He just keeps singing over and over again.
I think.
How was your weekend, Bobby?
Ben is really.
How was my weekend?
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Fan-fucking-tastic, baby.
What happened?
Well, let's say what happened.
What happened?
Friday, I was supposed to go down to Washington early for a show. So what happens is, I was banging somebody the night before all night, and I wasn't in the greatest condition in the world to get to the train on time. So I called up Amtrak, though, an hour before, and I had them cancel that, so I got a refund.
You canceled your train ticket due to sexual exhaustion.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I called him, I says, can I do the show at 1:30?
A.M.?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said, sure. I said, there's not going to be that many people anyway, because it's a Jewish holiday. So the Jewish people cannot be out, you know, on Friday night. That
nor
night.
Should they be.
Just but kidding. Actually, it was a big crowd, that place. I guess all the other people came out because all the Jews weren't out.
Right.
So they don't have to deal with people like Ben.
They knew it was safe.
So I took the bus down and got there in time for the show.
Right.
Had a great time. And they also, they have their own two restaurants. And the one that has the nightclub has also now Thai food to go along with the sushi bar and stuff they have there.
Asian fusion, it's called.
No, it's not. Okay?
It's a restaurant. I'm not making a gay joke.
Listen, we know you're talking about different Asian fare together. It's called Asian Fusion.
I'm going to work.
This is not it.
Can Asian Fusion this about Bobby Lee?
They have a sushi bar on one floor, right, and they have the Thai food on another floor.
But that's not Asian Fusion?
No. Asian Fusion, we have it together.
Oh.
So what happened is...
Oh, they keep them separated.
Right. So what
Asian segregation.
He's just trying to get a joke.
I like that.
It's a comedy podcast, Bobby.
Listen, but... Just stick to being a straight guy. You understand? Sit here and just get abused. That's what you're supposed to do. That was your fucking job. That's why I hired you in the first place. Okay. So now, they had some really nice dishes.
Yeah.
So I had the food.
Are you running upstairs and downstairs for different nice dishes?
No, how did they bring it to me?
So it's a fusion.
Because, and I don't pay anything. I'm a big, VIP there.
Because you're the talent. Okay.
Right. Not only the talent, I'm big there. So
how many shows?
Two shows.
Okay.
1:30 and 2:30?
No. One was at 1:30. And then Saturday I did one in the afternoon. Anytime I was supposed to be at night. But what happened was at 1:30 I decided, I said, you know what? After the show's over, it was almost 3:00 in the morning already. I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go across the street to the crew club.
What's a crew
and
club?
And go work out.
Oh,
it's a men's gay bathhouse. A real nice one.
Right.
And there's some real cutie pies in it. And I went right over there. And what did I do?
What did you do?
I get high with a little help from my friends. And I buck boys with a little help from my friends. Could you need anybody? I want somebody to love. And I loved quite a few people that night.
If our friends didn't believe you were gay before, all these show tunes, it's definitely...
First of all, that was not show tune. That was the Beatles jerk off.
Okay, so you had a bunch of gay bathhouse
I had a few sexual scenes.
How do you do that? You just approach a guy like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. I don't even have to do it. I just smile at them and say, come here. They love that.
Really?
So I don't know why.
You don't have to talk about the weather or anything? Yeah, it's cloudy today.
We don't even have to say hi half the time. Just come here, get on the noggin. Like, they have, like, a steam room
there.
Steam room. It's all steamed up. All
right.
People just go in and do things to each other without even saying anything. They don't even talk.
Just a bunch of anonymous holes.
No. See, but I'm not like that.
God intended.
I'm not like that. I don't like that. I like the human connection. So I like to talk to them. I like the good-looking ones that I like to talk to them and everything else. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm banging them. You use a condom?
Of course I use condoms.
All right.
But not for what you're thinking.
Bobby's responsible.
I use
them not counting all his meth and stuff, he is very responsible.
So, and I do use magnums. If you could look at my bag right there, I just came back from the
trip. I'm afraid to.
I use magnums, the XLs, the big ones. Right.
Okay. Magnum is a thing.
I'm just telling you.
Magnum. Big dick, little brain. Go on.
Yeah. I'd rather have the big dick than little brain, pal. The big dick's going to get me somewhere. I'm a happy idiot. With a big dick. Okay? That's better than being a smart, unhappy fucking freak who just thinks about murder and everything all the time. I think about humanity and the pleasure I can give someone and they can give me at the same time. And I think the human connection is what I relate to.
But the human connection...
And I'm doing like comedy in the place. No one talks to people in these places. They all walk around. It's kind of weird and everything, right?
Right.
I go in there. I'm just talking to everybody, doing my jokes and stuff. It's like I'm doing a show.
So you ran a set up a gay bathhouse.
Oh, I do sets there all the time. You know what I mean? And I get a discount for doing it. And I got up here.
Well, I bet those stand-up turnaround, let me see that ass actually works better at the gay bathhouse.
That
than
is
a
gay bathhouse act.
It's a gay, yeah.
Bobby is the gayest.
Okay,
gay
so
bathhouse.
How long did you spend at the bathhouse?
12 hours.
Okay, and then what?
Then I went back across the street to my friend's house. It's right across the street from there. I went down there, and I stopped doing 12 hours. I took like a 2-hour nap. Then I took another few hour nap. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go eat. And I ate in the restaurant. On the arm, of course.
You're
I
really
told
giving
them,
us the play-by-play.
I told them the bill is on a block of ice. They didn't understand that. So what does that mean? I go, because I ain't paying it.
Yeah.
It melts. They liked that when I said that. They said, yeah, you never had to pay it. Of course I don't. So then I eat. And then I get another idea. I said, you know what? I'm going right back to that bathhouse. And I stayed there again all night.
But you have another show.
I did it in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. You did it.
Well, I was supposed to do it at night. Okay. I could do it anytime I want.
Because no one's listening.
What kind of gigs do you book where you could just do the show whenever you want?
And get paid well.
And get paid well.
Because I'm Bobby Ha.
I guess.
I'm a legend. And then I'm in a bathhouse, and I'm just having a good time again. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I says, okay, I'm tired now. Went back home. Stopped at the restaurant first across the street. Brought some food there. Laid down. It was about 2 hours before the Giant game. Got up. And watched the Giants, baby. Kick Atlanta's a-hole.
And then you came back today.
Then after that, I was a little bored Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, one enchanted evening, I may meet a stranger. So what I did was...
Went back to the bathhouse?
Right across the street again. And stayed there till this morning. Came, took a shower, they were there. And then went to my friend's house for 5 minutes. Got my stuff. And then got on the Amtrak and came back to New York.
It sounds like your bathhouse experience is the way they build casinos in Vegas. Where you like try to exit a casino and you end up in another casino.
That's funny.
No, but the thing is this. It's the same one, but the thing is, I like being there. Okay? And here's another thing. Also, because I was in such a good mood, I had such a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you barely yelled at us today.
No, I was such a good mood. I was on the Amtrak, and there was people talking around.
Don't tell me there's a gay bathhouse on the Amtrak.
No, see, you always bring in some stupid shit into
the
No,
I think that was a good
angle.
But
this is like a family type conversation that I'm talking about. What happened was, there was this old couple
right.
who was standing there, who's come to New York. They're showing a map. They don't know... They're going to go to a hotel on 57th Street and 6th Avenue.
And that are staying at your house.
No. But what I did was, and then there's these two girls from Scotland got into the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I said, how about this? When the train stops at Penn Station.
I'll rob all.
No, I walk you down to 6th Avenue because I'm going to take the R train. But first, I'll get you guys on the train you need to go, tell you what stop, and carry their bags, everything to 6th Avenue. A block and a half, made sure they got on the right train. They were very happy, told them what to do. I even wrote a note to get them all into Broadway Comedy Club. I said, do not charge them. I gave them a handwritten note. It works, yes. When Bobby Ha gives a handwritten note that Bobby Ha signs, they're going to let them in for free.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have a free night of comedy.
Right.
And I made sure they got to the hotel and everything else. And they were like so thankful and everything. He said, wow, people from New York, we thought you people kind of rude.
Did you tell them to check out our podcast?
No, I did not.
Well, then it was useless.
No, it wasn't. You see, because I'm not like you. I don't need to get something from someone. Seeing the people happy makes me happy. I don't have to get something from them like you, Ben, to do a favor for someone.
So well, you spent all
I'm
week-
in a,
Hold on. You spent all weekend doing favors.
Yeah.
You spent all weekend pleasuring yourself.
No.
End,
I'm doing
back.
People favors, actually, because...
Are you?
I'm pretty good in the sack, yeah. One enchanted evening, you will meet a stranger. And I'm dating someone now that's, you have no idea, 19 years old, the most beautiful fucker on the planet. Oh,
since
my God.
The last most beautiful fucker on the
no,
planet.
No, that was the same one. This
oh,
same
it's
one.
The same one?
Yeah.
Oh, week two. Wow. Yeah,
no, this
that's
one here.
A, that's an anomaly.
Put this one here. I just think about him. This thing, boom. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
Is that monogamy?
No.
Oh,
did you miss his gay bathhouse weekend?
No, here's the thing. Like this.
I thought that
I
was the kid's name, monogamy.
I don't have open relationships. I don't have anything. There's no title of relationship. Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
I don't ask him nothing, and I expect him not to ask me anything.
It's an NSA relationship.
Right.
Good one, Ben.
Don't ask me nothing. I won't ask you anything. And another thing I tell people is this. Do not offer me information that I don't ask you about. If I don't ask you about what you did or anything, don't start telling me. Because if you're telling me something that's a lie, I'm going to decipher it very quickly.
Need to know basis.
So don't tell me anything. Just when you're with me, we have a nice time.
Right.
And that's all I want.
It's a nice way to run a relationship.
Yeah, that's all. When you're with each other, enjoy each other's company.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
Might as well get to user tweets.
No. I'm not finished with what happened.
It sounded like you were
And then I got on a subway.
Okay.
And I see the fucking Russian asshole guy like Ben. So I said hello to him, and I was nice and let him have my seat.
Well, you're a giver, man.
Because, you know what I said to myself?
What?
Even though I don't like Ben, and this guy looks like Ben, I'm going to give him my seat because he had two big bags. Even though I have one, he had two big bags. He looked like he was uncomfortable. I said, because if I could be nice to a person that looks like Ben...
You can do anything.
That means I could be nice to anyone, and it shows real humanity.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's what happened. Then I came over here, and I even bought Ben coffee.
That's pretty nice.
I'm glad I inspired you, Bob. I
feel like you atoned for your sins in the bathhouse.
What sins? What sins? Because
the things you do.
No, those are not. Those are not sins.
It makes Jesus sad.
Well, no, listen. Jesus was in there. I saw him in the sauna.
Well, he was cleaning the sauna.
No, I seen him sitting in there. What are you kidding? Some guy was under his robe there. I think the guy was giving him a BJ, it looked like to me, but I wasn't sure.
Well, Matt, we've wasted 40 minutes without any information whatsoever.
Okay, what topics do we have this week?
We're going to user tweets. No topics for you.
No topics.
We got to know each other.
Excuse me.
Ben is mad right now.
He's a bitch.
Wait a second.
He's a BS.
With the labeling, with the rap labeling. Listen, okay, I want the listeners to know that this is not a joke. Ben is seriously mad.
Yes, he's upset.
Yes, he is upset. He's upset
because
we
overtook the show from his things that he wasted.
I work really hard on getting those topics. I spend like 6 or 7 minutes every fucking week.
Okay, here's the deal. What happened in the news this weekend? Nothing. It rained a little bit. Big fucking deal.
There's some sports stories. It rained Saturday a lot.
Wait a second. Not in the gay bathhouse.
It was raining.
I bet you made it rain all the time.
It was raining dick.
But, it was, I had to drive Saturday.
I had a milk bath that day, but let's go.
I was driving Saturday, and it really did rain, and it was uncomfortable, but I made it safe, so.
That's good. Well, we see you made it safe. You hear. Some other drivers might not have made it safe, but you did.
I did a great
job. Bro, Matt, Teddy, excuse me.
We're not going to do any topics.
Did anything happen? Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It rains a little.
That's all that happened. Right. Nothing else happened. Okay. To our Jewish fans out there, we hope you had an enjoyable holiday last week with Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, everything.
Sukkot's coming up. I only know that because of alternate sides.
You know, I happen to know that because I put up a sukkah tent for the people that can't put up their own. For the Jewish people that can't put up their own sukkah tent to have dinner, I put one up for them.
What Jewish people can't do? Jewish people can do anything.
A sukkah tent.
Old people can't put up a sukkah tent. They can do whatever they want.
No,
Bobby.
A sukkah tent, they can't build it because it has to be built a certain way. To religious, instructions.
From at Ted Teddy Man says, damn, I toasted the Bobby Haha so hard on the PA pod that he ended up ejecting his choppers. Don't sleep on at Ted Teddy Man. #authenticdude.
What did he do?
Last week when he called in,
he toasted.
He got you all upset that you
started. He didn't get me upset. Don't get upset about it. He's a fucking asshole now. He used to like, he's this and this. And he doesn't even hardly send tweets anymore to us. He used to have some good, funny stuff, Teddy. Right?
Well, what's
and lately, he's just dead. He's like dead.
He called in last week.
I wasn't here.
No, but I'm saying here.
Bobby got mad. We had to hang up the phone.
No, because he hasn't been sending tweets. Good funny stuff anymore like he used to. Very intellectual, funny stuff. And he was a good writer and everything. And now he must have a sad life because he hasn't been getting laid.
He's resting on his laurels.
And I don't think he's been getting laid lately. Like, remember you two guys before you got your girlfriends?
Yeah, we were sad.
How nasty both of you were?
Yeah, I was sad. Yeah.
You're not only sad, you're also a little nasty too, both of you.
No.
Because you're upset, you had all that cum backed up and everything in you. And you're getting aggressive because that testosterone.
Well, no, I was masturbating like a monkey, but I can't.
Yeah, but your couch felt bad.
Well, I don't do it on the couch.
He has manners.
Well, that's not what I heard.
From at Ted Teddy Man.
Comes back with a second one.
Who may or may not be getting laid.
Comes back with a second one. Go ahead.
Nervous Chinese authorities perform anal security checks on 10,000 pigeons.
Yes, they did. For the Chinese New Year.
Check the HuffPo for story.
That's
true. Who can help with this? BHH?
Okay, exactly. I already know the story.
No, but that's a good one.
Instead of
checking
the people in Hong Kong, which they're having problems with right now, which he didn't mention on the show today, there's big problems because China's trying to take them 40 years earlier than they're supposed to with the contract, make them do the communism thing. But they took 10,000 pigeons, like he said, and they probed them anally because I guess they're looking for pigeons that are putting something in them or something, poison something, because it's the Chinese New Year over there. Or some kind of big holiday?
Wow.
Maybe Chairman Mao's birthday?
So you didn't anally probe any pigeons this week?
But I anally probed a few Chinamen.
Do you call them pigeons?
No. I call them Chinamen.
You call them Chinamen.
And listen, that beautiful one I like, the young one, He's Chinese, Hong from Hong
Kong.
Do
you call them after different menu names?
No, but let me know.
Like, I'm gonna perform the Happy Family.
Put it this way: the one looks so good.
You called him General Tso.
No.
Sesame.
No.
Open Sesame.
No. Delicioso.
Do you say
I gave him the Italian or Spanish name? Delicioso.
Do you say, look, this relationship was hot, but now it's sour?
Never.
Okay.
Because it tastes so sweet, that meat.
Oh. That's just a soup joke.
The darker
the berry.
No, let me just tell you something. This Chinese boy's like, you know.
Bobby likes his pork fried dick.
No, you see, you're talking nasty. I don't eat fried food, first of all. And here's another thing. The kid just happens to taste good. I don't want kids with good taste. I want kids that taste good. And when I say kids, they're over 18.
Thank you for clarifying.
Last tweet from @TedTeddyman. And by the way, other listeners, we know there's lots of you out there. Please tweet us at the PA Pod.
Who's going to fucking tweet with your bullshit? Nobody tweets anymore because you and your news stories.
We'll read the tweets on the air.
THEPAPOD. And we will read your tweets even if you tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, but how about not doing that, by the way?
Try not to, but...
Please don't tell us that,
because
we're people who have feelings.
If you can't think of anything else, though...
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
If you can't think of anything else and you want
to
just go fuck yourselves, I accept that.
No, I won't. I don't like that. I don't want any mean tweets. Keep your negative energy, but just give us positive energy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Speaking of
okay, is that
well, we got one more from
It's a good day.
Ted Teddy
for listening to blues, and it's a good day for making the news, and it's a good day.
Let him get
for everything up. You can't lose. A good day from morning till night. See, let's get our fans into our good, our friends
good
into
energy.
A good energy. Not that negative energy.
He said @TeddyMan. But I think it should be @TeddyMan, because the @ is a symbol, not a letter.
Listen, who gives a fuck? This is not
the fucking...
I'm
trying to figure out the right grammar.
Listen, we don't need the right grammar. Just say it. Don't spray it.
Let's go.
An @TedTeddyMan scoop to the PA Pod. He links us to the Seinfeld video where he makes fun of advertising. Who wishes they could sell out like this? It was a really funny video.
I thought so.
I am retweeting
Well, can I tell you something, honestly?
Now.
What?
I heard that video a couple years ago, like a year or two ago.
Are you saying Teddy is slow to the uptake?
Yeah.
You're insulting Yale University. You understand that?
Yeah. Yale is not a top university anymore.
Yes, it is.
Stanford
right.
is the number one, I would say, university in the United States of America. The number one university in the world is Cambridge. Everyone knows that.
All right. Well, I think it's like...
Yale's way down on the list.
It's not down. It's not that far
down.
Okay,
I'll tell you better schools right now. Harvard's much better. MIT is much better. The University of Pennsylvania is much better. Johns Hopkins is much better. The University of Chicago is much better. Do you want me to keep going on?
No, you don't have any respect for Yale or Ted Teddy, man.
The best thing they could do over there, they had a decent rowing team at Yale at one time.
That's Harvard.
No, Yale had a good rowing team, too. Don't go to skull. They're very good at sculling.
Everybody's
giving head. That's all they can do. Give head. George Bush went to Yale.
We retweeted Teddy's link, so you should watch the Seinfeld video.
The Skull and Bones. They like to give head. That's what Yale's do.
We're out of time, everybody. Thank
and
you.
And let me just tell you something, everybody out there.
Of course.
Listen, be happy. Enjoy yourselves. Live your lives. Because life is short. You got to enjoy it.
And check out a bathhouse or two.
Listen, whatever you do, you don't have to check out a bathhouse, too. That's what I happen to like to do.
Okay.
But don't be miserable like Ben.
I'm not miserable. We beat Michigan.
If you'd like to cleanse yourself from this podcast, go to my YouTube page, YouTube Comic Mike V.
YouTube.
Or if you really want to cleanse yourself, you can go to East Side Club, the West Side Club,
YouTube,
and to the bathhouses over there.
YouTube/Comic Mike V. I have an OK Jesus sketch that I wrote and Ben directed, starring the very lovely and talented Rachel Feinstein. And we have over 5,500 views now. So
and
very nice, very
Rooftop
good.
Comedy picked it up
Rooftop
today.
Rooftop Comedy picked it up. We're making progress, okay? Guys,
one more thing I want to
final thoughts.
I have a final thought.
I wish we had some topics, but I think we've all learned a valuable lesson.
We did have topics.
We had topics inside of our personal stories.
Right. We have lives, man. We're human beings. First people I know about as a human being. Ben,
I think we did have topics
inside of our personal stories.
I'm sorry that you just worked and then watch Rutgers, and then work some more, Ben.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life a little bit more, right, is what we're trying to say.
Like, put it this way. I've lived so much of my life. If I die tomorrow, and I've said this years ago even.
You keep saying
it. You know what? And I'll keep saying it. I've lived. So if I die, hey, I lived so much, it don't bother me to, I'm not scared to die. Because I've already lived. I live every day. You don't live, Ben. You're too frustrated with yourself.
I don't think he's frustrated with himself.
No, he's pretty frustrated.
No, I think he's frustrated. But Ben has a crazy...
This is the happiest I've been in years.
First of all, Ben has a crazy, strong work ethic.
Let me show you how bad it is.
He's got a crazy work ethic. Well, he's very strong.
I know how to get him even sadder. Get his mother over here and have her sit down while the podcast is going on. With giving him dirty looks. And when I keep mentioning Caltech, you know what I mean? Watch her go like this. I go, you know, one day your son could have found a cure for cancer or something. He has that kind of brain. And then she'll be getting madder and madder and madder and maybe kill him right there.
Well, that's not going to solve anything.
Oh, it'll be funny, though.
Well, can we still do the podcast here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because my roommates love me.
Hey, you know, because first of all, he'll be dead. You don't care.
No, I care.
We'll put him on ice or something.
And then put me on an office chair, roll me around, catch
weekend
my weekend
at Bernie's callback.
How about this? Exactly.
Can we end this?
No. We'll put him in a bathtub on ice. We'll cut out his organs and sell it to the Chinese.
No one wants a Russian liver.
Chinese don't care.
Yeah, Ben's a drinker. I don't know if you knew that.
Do you? You drink a lot, Ben?
On his birthday. He's getting...
Well, it's his birthday. You can drink on your birthday. I'm not drinking and smoking.
He had a great set of Carolines and then got sauce.
Yes, but I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't put those bad things in my body. It's disgusting.
You don't put bad things into your body? Guys, thank you again for joining us in this week's edition of the Passive Aggressive. For comedian Ben Rosenfeld, comedian Bobby Ha, I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
With topics.
Tequila.